Before discussing the process and flows of groundwater, let's first look at the important terminology and related components of groundwater. An aquifer is a permeable layer such as sand, gravel, or fractured rock that stores water and allows for water to be accessible at a usable rate. Aquifers can be confined or unconfined depending on the layers that bind the groundwater. Unconfined aquifers have no confining layers, meaning that water flows freely above them. They are open to the atmosphere, overlain only by permeable rocks and soils. Confined aquifers have non-permeable layers above and below the aquifer zone. These layers, commonly referred to as aquitards, semi-permeable, or aquicludes, impermeable, restrict the movement of water. Clay soils, shales, and non-fractured, weakly porous, igneous, and metamorphic rocks are examples of aquitards. Artesian aquifers are confined under hydraulic pressure, resulting in free-flowing water, either from a spring or from a well. Sometimes, a zone of non-permeable material can be found within more permeable material. When this is the case, the non-permeable material intercepts water that percolates through the unsaturated zone and forms what is commonly referred to as a perched aquifer. The water pressure in unconfined aquifers is the same as atmospheric pressure, so the water level is the same as the water table. In confined aquifers, the water's under higher pressure than the atmospheric pressure, and when tapped, its water level rises above the water table, or in some cases, even above ground level. The water table describes where water pressure is equal to atmospheric pressure. It's defined as the top of the zone of saturation, where it's not confined by impermeable rock, and it delineates the capillary fringe zone from the saturated zone. Phreatic level, or piezometric level, describes the top of the pressure level in confined aquifers. It's usually higher than the actual water level in confined aquifers.